Hold On, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Han Chun's hands shake when he drags Fu Hongxue's limp body to the shore. Fu Hongxue's face is white and drops of salt water are beaded on his face, salt stuck to his eyelashes. He doesn't know when Fu Hongxue lost consciousness. He can't tell if... Han Chen can't feel his fingers. They're numb when he presses them against Fu Hongxue's throat, looking for his pulse. He presses harder. Too hard. Don't, he mumbles through cracked lips. There, a faint slow movement against his fingers, a distant flutter of a heartbeat. He keeps holding his fingers there and slowly realizes that the heartbeat is steady and firm, just very slow, and his cold, numb fingers make it hard to notice. Fu Hongxue didn't drown, Han Chen thinks numbly. His arms tingle like they might have been asleep for a while. He'd thought they'd been out there for too long, and Han Chen thought he'd thought he might have been holding on to a corpse. But he couldn't let go. He could never let go. Han Chen's eyes burn and his breath shudders, and he wants to lie down and sleep, and he should... They need water soon. He's so damn thirsty. And they can't... They shouldn't stay here, and he needs Fu Hongxue to wake up. Without quite realizing, Han Chen has grabbed Fu Hongxue's shoulders and is shaking him weakly. He stops and takes a shuddering breath. I know I want to be the one saving you sometimes, but it's not worth it, he says hoarsely. His fingers fist in the front of Fu Hongxue's shirt, hard enough that his numb fingers ache. Just wake up and you can be the one saving me every time, Han Chen promises, swallowing the lump in his throat. That's a promise, Fu Hongxue says, his lips barely moving at all. Han Chen nearly sobs with relief. Fu Hongxue's eyes crack open slowly, and he pushes himself up. Han Chen's hands fall away from his shirt, and then a moment later his arms are wrapped around Fu Hongxue, and he's clinging desperately to him. Never do that to me again, Han Chen whispers. Fu Hongxue coughs a few times, before he says in a quiet, hoarse voice, I don't know how to swim. The small laugh that bursts out of Han Chen's throat hurts, and he squeezes Fu Hongxue a bit tighter. I noticed, he says, his voice shaking a bit. Fu Hongxue's arms finally come up to hold Han Chen back. He coughs lightly again. You've probably swallowed too much water, Han Chen says, worry fluttering in his chest again. I'll be fine, Fu Hongxue says. All right, if you say so, Han Chen agrees. He should get up. They can't just stay here. But he's too tired and he doesn't want to let go. I hope someone finds us soon, because I'm not sure I can stand up, Han Chen confesses quietly, and he almost doesn't manage to pull the words together as they keep slipping through his grasp. I'll carry you, Fu Hongxue tells him, and Han Chen should say something about how he's not... how he... Okay, Han Chen mumbles, just before unconsciousness finally overtakes him. The end.